Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. This morning, the weather across Israel is mild. In Jerusalem, it's a cool start, while Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant breeze. In Haifa, clear skies are expected throughout the day. Eilat will see sunshine, perfect for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran has offered the United States a deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and end the current conflict while delaying nuclear program talks. This comes as Israel reinstates gathering restrictions in the north amid Hezbollah attacks. That's according to the Times of Israel from earlier this hour. Also, Hezbollah's explosive drones continue to challenge the IDF in southern Lebanon. A recent attack killed Sergeant Aidan Fuchs, highlighting the growing threat. Yainet reported this 4 hours ago. Also this hour, Israel recently deployed the Iron Dome system and an IDF team to the UAE during the Iran conflict. This marks the first operational use of the system outside of Israel or the US. The story comes from the Jerusalem Post. Separately, the Iranian president has declared that Iran will not engage in negotiations under threat or blockade. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu, reportedly diagnosed with prostate cancer 6 months ago, remains in focus. This was reported by I-24 News. And finally, a mother's new book sheds light on the life of Hersh Goldberg Polin, once an idealist, emphasizing that he will never be just a statistic. The Australian Jewish News reported this an hour ago. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East_24, a regional news source, shared just minutes ago that Iran proposed reopening the Strait of Hormuz while postponing nuclear discussions. Iacobi, a social media commentator, also posted an image moments ago, adding to the ongoing dialogue. Dan Bermawi, a writer, inquired about the potential for reforming Islam and shared an article on the topic just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with Iran's proposal to the United States. The Times of Israel reports that this move could ease tensions in the crucial maritime passageway, potentially stabilizing oil markets. The delay in nuclear talks might allow more time for diplomacy. This proposal could significantly impact regional security dynamics. Turning to the threat posed by Hezbollah's drones in southern Lebanon, Ynet details that these drones are a growing challenge for the IDF, with the recent tragic loss of Sergeant Aidan Fuchs underscoring the danger. This incident heightens the urgency for effective countermeasures. It also raises concerns about continued regional instability. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights Israel's strategic deployment of the Iron Dome in the UAE. This collaboration during the recent Iran conflict demonstrates a strengthening of defense ties. The successful operation of the Iron Dome abroad may encourage further international partnerships. It underscores Israel's technological reach in the region. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reports that Iran's president remains firm against negotiations under pressure. This stance complicates diplomatic efforts, particularly with tensions already high. Netanyahu's health status adds another layer of complexity to Israel's political landscape. Public confidence may be affected as these issues unfold. And finally, the Australian Jewish News shares a personal story. Hersh Goldberg Polin's legacy is explored through his mother's eyes, offering a poignant reminder of individual stories behind the headlines. The book aims to humanize those lost in conflict, fostering empathy and understanding. On the economic front, first, despite ongoing conflict, Israeli startups continue to thrive, scaling at a record pace. CTech reported that the 50 most promising startups from last year have raised substantial funds, achieved unicorn status, or been acquired. Separately, a petition has revived concerns over Israel-EU trade relations. Globes reports that calls to suspend Israel's association agreement with the EU have gathered over 1 million signatures, posing a potential risk to trade ties. And finally, Ynet Business highlights a unique cultural revival. Iranian expats and Jewish distillers in New York have revived arag sagi, a spirit banned in Iran since 1979. This collaboration symbolizes a rare partnership and is now available in numerous U.S. bars. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.